For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley. Missouri's largest electric consumer is arguing it needs a 0.25% rate reduction in order to continue operating the Noranda aluminum smelter in southeast Missouri. A Noranda attorney told regulators today that it will have to lay off up to 200 of its roughly 900 employees this year at the New Madrid smelter and could eventually have to close it without a rate reduction. Ameren Missouri provides electricity to the smelter and opposes the rate reduction. The Missouri Public Service Commission could allow Ameren to charge more to residential customers to recoup the revenues if Noranda's rates are reduced. The State Public Counsel represents customers and suggested that if Noranda's rates are reduced, it should be Ameren that bears the cost instead of passing it on to other customers. A global plant science company has chosen St. Louis as the headquarters of its North American Research Center in a move that brings 75 jobs to the region over the next 5 years. The German company KWS SOT announced the move to the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center today in St. Louis County at a news conference attended by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, along with other state and local political, business, and civic leaders. The seed company will be based at the center's Bio Research and Development Growth Park and is receiving state and local tax incentives for the project. Company officials say they selected the Creve Coeur location over sites in Boston, North Carolina's Research Triangle, and the San Francisco Bay Area. For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley. A local Columbia youth drill team known as the High Steps is looking for a new home. The organization has not had a rehearsal space ever since neighbors at the team's previous rehearsal space complained about the noise. The High Steps made its third formal recommendation to help locate funding at the most recent meeting of the Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence. Task Force co-chair and Columbia City Council member Michael Trapp says the task force can take small steps to help the community.
The smaller they are, the more actionable they are. I think we might be recommending specific programs that exist. I think it's okay to open the door to that because then we can evaluate and see what kind of community support there is.
Some task force members said they wanted to focus on bigger issues instead of individual community programs. The majority of the task force members agreed with Trapp in wanting to start helping young people now in any way they can. The Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence meets the second Wednesday of every month at Columbia's City Administration Building. A long-planned subway station at a Central West End research park in St. Louis remains on hold due to the expanded unavailability of state money targeted for the project. A Metrolink station at this Cortex Research Park has been on the books since 2006. The state legislature has approved $11 million in bonds to build the station, but the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that another newly passed state law limits the use of the bond money to repairs and maintenance projects rather than new construction. Lacking state revenue is also jeopardizing the Cortex Mass Transit Plan and other approved construction projects such as the State Historical Society Building in Columbia and a new medical school at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. For KBIA News, I'm Brandon Kiley.